Proclamation number 0379 of 16th of April, 1938. Divine powers. Outflow of the love of God. Your life path will always be governed by the laws that your heart dictates you to fulfill. You must walk the same way as all those whom I have commanded to stand up for my teachings. In the same sense you must also work for me, but always let the concern for the salvation of souls prevail. Beware of your own judgment of those who are in need of this care. I have destined all my children for eternal happiness. As soon as these turn away from me, my love is doubly concerned for them, and in this world the struggle is immeasurable, where it concerns these souls. If divine powers rule around you, which have nothing in common with the earth, and you let their blessings pass you by, you will have to struggle again for a long time before such grace flows to you. For what is of value besides what is of above? And what desires entrance into your heart? In such need of the soul the Lord has mercy, He gives what you are willing to take. He fulfills your heart's longing and awakens the spirit. So everything that enlivens you in spirit is an outpouring of my love for you, and when you understand the deep meaning of my gift, then you are free of all cares. Never leave the way because I myself walk among you. You will walk in my power. And where this works, your heart does not need to fear. The deed shall be important to you because through the deed you prove to me that you recognize the highest in me. When you follow my words, you confess my teaching. Then your work on earth is only visible by exercising my will. Bring your life's work in harmony with my will, then nothing will frighten you anymore. Because I want to dwell among you in such a way that you should recognize your divine master, who only strives for himself, does not use the power given to him. He searches for things that are hidden from him, as long as love is not active. But if this is the driving force, then he can form himself, he will be able to use his knowledge for this time on earth in a joyful way. He will willingly put himself under exile, which in turn redeems him. He will know thanks to his Creator for time and eternity, because already on earth, fulfillment of his longing has become him to draw immeasurable grace from the fountain of eternity, of divine love. Amen.